Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, let me encourage you with this beautiful scripture from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9 and verse 5, the latter portion. Stand up and praise the Lord your God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, and may it be exalted above all blessing and praise. My dear brothers and sisters, the call by the Levites for the people of Israel during Nehemiah's time was to stand up and give God the praise. I would focus my attention and our attention to the word stand up, because what happens is a lot of time we are complacent, sometimes we are quiet when the name of the Lord is derided, when our faith is under attack, when we see jest and jokes all around the holy matrimony, and when we see that the name of Jesus is blasphemed by the world. The time is that Christians will not be quiet. The time has come that we will speak. If we don't speak, the voices of enemy will speak and overtake. Because the voices of the enemy are always speaking, are always talking. And that is what is witchcraft. That is why we as Christians are called to speak the word of God. And we are called to testify. And we are called to do what the Lord has ordained us to do. So, so I would encourage you, my brothers and sisters, when many excellent opportunities to witness for the Lord are lost each day simply because of our timidity. Or perhaps we are with a group of colleagues when the Lord's name is blasphemed, the gospel derided, and the church's hypocrites are ridiculed, and we remain silent. How tragic that our noble words of praise on Sunday often leave us during the week when they are needed most. You know, I read something beautiful which was found on an old slab in the Cathedral of Lübeck, Germany. And it says, "You call me master and obey not. You call me light and see me not. You call me way and walk not. You call me life and desire me not. You call me wise and follow me not. You call me fair and love me not. You call me rich and ask me not. You call me eternal and see me not. Ye call me noble and serve me not. You call me mighty and honor me not. You call me just and fear me not." My dear brothers and sisters, refuse to be intimidated by those who seem hostile or indifferent to our Lord. Speak His praise graciously, but boldly. We need to be bold and courageous. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive courage and boldness to speak the truth with much grace, with much love, and with praise in our mouth for the name of Yeshua. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Abba Father, you have called us, O Lord God Almighty, to stand up and praise the Lord your God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. In every situation, we, your flock, will praise you, will bless you, will honor you, will contend for our faith. We will, O Lord God Almighty, not allow your name to be ridiculed or blasphemed. Lord God Almighty, I pray that, Father, that in our social media circles, O Father, we will elevate and exalt the name of Jesus. We will never be ashamed to share the scriptures, to share the word of God. O Lord, with much love, with much clarity of thought and boldness, you will give us the wisdom how to represent you in this evil and crooked generation. Father God, I thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, O God. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the daily chores. Father God, I pray that you will bless them. You will be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand, and you will keep them from the evil one. I pray, Lord, for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I pray that, Lord, your healing will flow into their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that they will behold the glory of the living God. I cover them all under the blood of the Lamb and bless them, O Father, for by your wounds and by your stripes they were healed, and we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day. And God be with you. Bye for now.